This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live, nationwide and around the world, to Ron Sedgwick today on this very first full weekend of March. Can you believe that already? And we have a giant show for you this week. My first guest from the Shark Tank on ABC, Barbara Corcoran, will be joining us. Later on in another season of Bar Rescue, John Taffer will be here. Singer, songwriter, actor, producer, John Schneider will be on the show. Then we're going to be talking to Francis Largeman Roth about some good food ideas. We're going to have back Judge Douglas Ginsburg. We're going to chat again. We had him on a couple of weeks ago about his TV show on PBS. Actor David McKellum, remember him from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? He'll be here. Michelle Sullivan has written a book, very inspiring book about dwarfism. And then we're going to talk about food and daylight savings times with Trey Bodge. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgwick today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgwick today, and I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. She's been on the show with us in the past, quite a lady, and of course she's part of ABC's hit reality show Shark Tank, and she's got news to talk to us about, as she did last year, about the Seal of Approval contest, announcing a $10,000 prize, and most importantly, a private consultation with the winning business. Joining us right now is Barbara Corcoran. Hi, Barbara, how are you?
Nice to hear you. A lovely voice again, Ron. It's so comforting, warm and cozy kind of voice.
Well, I love when you
there
talk
like... There are three prizes, Ron. By the way, three prizes, three winners, not just one. We're not that mean-spirited. We want to let that money and the consulting go to three different people.
Well, you know, if you remember, and I'm sure you don't with all the things you have on your schedule, last year when we chatted, I said I would pay $10,000 to have lunch with you because it would be worth every penny of it. So, you know, you probably have a better deal with me right now as far as you personally is concerned.
Why don't you send me the $10,000 as a deposit, and I'll give that serious thought.
Okay. Can I post-date that, though, Barbara? Can I do that?
No. Don't be a wise guy. I'm not being a wise guy. I'm dealing straight with you. You just heard that.
I know that. Well, tell us about this now. It's you and On Deck, $10,000 yes. to three different businesses to invest, an in-person strategy session. And I mean this, Barbara, with you having an in-person strategy session for anybody who has any business acumen, that's fantastic. And the fact that you get a chance to promote the business there on social media. So So tell us about how you do this and what people are actually qualified to get this great reward. Three of them. Three.
Well, qualifying is really rather easy. All you do is go on Facebook.com, On Deck Capital, and apply. It takes you a minute to 2 minutes if you type slow. But what you have to do is you have to explain to me if you get the $10,000, if you get the $10,000, if you're the winner, and if you get a chance to consult with me one-on-one, what are you going to use that money for? What are you going to, and what I'm looking for is someone who's a little bit street smart, someone who's not going to get so fancy, and if you want to have a hint, I generally look for something that leads directly to sales. When you have sales in a business, all other problems are cured. When you don't have the sales, every problem hurts. And so we're looking for practical-minded business owners who think they can make a difference in their business if they had just that extra found $10,000. Had it today, what would you do with it?
Now, you know, Barbara, I've been self-employed for many years owning radio stations over my career. And so I certainly know what it's like to have $10,000 worth of input. But I think a lot of times that money is used foolishly, and I'm hoping that you guide these people. Because, you know, some people will say, $10,000, sounds like a new car to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's hope that I can not pick an entrepreneur like that, but we have a safety net here. Remember, I'm sitting down to talk with them. I plan on asking them where they're spending their time, where their sales came from to date if it's an existing business, what was most productive, what wasn't. I have the feeling that by the time I get through with someone, they're pretty smart. I can't imagine, because I'm thinking about the three entrepreneurs we had last year, and all of them really listen hard, and they're very smart the way they use the money, and they really made money as a result of using the money, and that's really what I'm after. So I'm not going to let somebody self-sabotage themselves, or I'm going to get really mad and come after them, and that's going to be a problem.
That's going to be worse than anything. The Bodyworks Ball is one of the people last year that really that influx of cash made a big difference in their coming year.
Well, you know why? Because one of the things that I believe her name was B.J. Dowlin,
yeah,
if I'm pronouncing it well.
Dowlin.
One of the things that she wasn't doing is making direct sales calls, and she had a personality that could sell anybody. She hit you over the head with her warmth and enthusiasm. So for her, she was spending no time out face-to-face selling her product. That was unbelievable to me. The minute she got out there, without even spending the $10,000, it was just sales calls, she was able to sell her Bodyworks ball to a giant spa chain, and that increased her sales exponentially. And so that was, you know, almost her mother could have told her that if she had sat down and listened to her a bit. But that was really the key that unlocked her own power. She was hiding it inside, developing like as though she was a scientist rather than going outside with the ball and letting people see the force behind the ball.
Well, Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think the biggest problem people have when they go into business is that they are well-versed, they're well-educated in the business. And I don't mean the business world. I mean whether or not they're going to have a tennis court or a service industry or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't know is sales. Now, I learned sales a long time ago from my late father. And being in the broadcasting business, you know, people complain, oh, you got so many advertisers. Well, if you didn't have that, you'd be, you know, you'd be a stereo set, basically. People don't realize that the sales is the heart of the deal. And so many times they concentrate on the product and or service and have no clue as how to market and substantiate that business without the sales effort.
You know, Ron, I don't think I could even say what you just said any better, but you are so right, and people are so wrong in not acknowledging that. I have never in all the years I've been on Shark Tank, 8 years, I've invested in over how many businesses? I've lost count. Oh, well over 50 businesses. And I can tell you, when I don't have a sale, when I don't have an entrepreneur who could sell his service or product, that business is dead on arrival. They
right.
could get the exhaust and the boost from Shark Tank because suddenly you're famous overnight. But the minute that dies down, the business goes nowhere. Sales is the heart, and it's like the kitchen of the house. It's the heart of the deal. It's the heart of the business. And if you can't sell, the only thing you could do to save your soul in a business is to get yourself a partner who can and make them a partner as quick as you can, because you can't do well in business. The reason you have so many radio stations is not only that you were blessed with that delicious, deep resonance in your voice, but That could have been just, you could have been using that on your neighbors for the rest of your life, but instead, you're able to sell your way into success. And yes, you are totally correct. It's the most valuable part of being an entrepreneur, coupled with, and I'm sure you could confirm this, getting over rejection and the hiccups and the obstacles along the way, just staying with the program. But without the sales, you don't even get that opportunity.
Well, I always say that the rejection is when the sale starts. I mean, I always chuckle when somebody says, I made a sale. What did you do? Well, they came into the car dealership and I sold them a car. No, they came into the car dealership because they were in the market for a car, okay? All you had to do is close the deal.
The order.
Take the order, with all due respect to clerks in department stores, if there's any more department stores left, they are just that. They're not salespeople. They're clerks in a department store.
Once in a while you meet one that's phenomenal.
Yes.
Once in a while you meet one who knows the product, loves it, and is contagious, and you walk out spending three times more money on the jewelry that you never planned on spending.
My wife gets upset with me because whenever I don't buy something from someone, I sit there and talk to them for a half hour. And she says, well, you know, just leave. I said, no. These people are salespeople. They can't be let down quickly because it takes away their moxie.
Oh, yes, so you're a sweetheart. You've got a soft touch. You're nicer than me.
I think I love you. According to the Federal Reserve Bank, this is not a surprising figure to me. Some people listening to her voice might think it is. On an average, 33 hours.
33 hours to make a loan application and provide all the data that's necessary to get granted a loan with a large institution. It is a joke. It's really shameful.
Oh, yes. All the banking institution requirements are a joke. As far as I'm concerned, it's a scam. If you don't need the money, they'll give it to you, you know. But
absolutely.
Tell us in the moments we have left, Barbara, because I know you're on a busy schedule, how do people listening apply for this seal of approval contest?
It's very easy. You go on Facebook.com, On Deck Capital, and you simply fill out the form. It's as simple as that. You only have till the 14th. But short of that caveat, it's a snap to do. It takes you about a minute. But make sure you're good in your reason as to what you're going to use that money for, because I'm a harsh judge. I'm a mean son of a gun, and I'm going to look to tear your idea to shreds on how you're going to spend that money. I don't want you losing it.
I would love to go up with you. I really would. And after failing at 22 jobs, my friends, Barbara is now part of a $6 billion business, and that means perseverance is the name of the game. Hey, Barbara, congratulations on all your success on ABC's Shark Tank.
Thank you very much.
And Barbara, I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back, just let us know. And if you'd like to have me as one of your contestants, I can come up with some kind of a broadcasting invention that you can invest in. I'll figure out something.
Why don't you do that? Because everybody's going to buy right into your voice. And if you could sell, you're going to leave with it. Even Mr. Wonderful's cash. I believe you could.
Well, boy, what a team we would make. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. And please come back again soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate the welcome.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. Our very special guest is Barbara Corcoran. Of course, she is one of the sharks in ABC's Shark Tank, and she's talking about the Seal of Approval contest where three winners will win $10,000 and an in-person strategy session with Barbara in New York City. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, several years back, in fact, according to my calculations, probably about six seasons back when it comes to television business, our guest was on with us introducing a new show. Well, I got to tell you something. The new season of his show, the seventh season, returns this Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on the Paramount Network. It is called Bar Rescue. Joining us right now is John Taffer. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Rod. It's been too many years.
It has been too many years, but I want to tell you something. In the interim period, you have done one terrific job. I mean, this show is like the number one show on the Paramount Network. I mean, this is great for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Rod. You know, I never thought it would run this long, buddy. I honestly thought I'd do a pilot and go home. Who would have ever thought that right now, as we speak, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do my 194th episode today. But yeah, it's been a heck of a run.
It has been a marvelous run, one that you are certainly are proud of and have the right to be. You're an author, now in the podcast business, a philanthropist, a business consultant, a TV personality, an executive producer. And I got to tell you, John, I'd love to run down some of the past awards and accolades that you've had over the years, but there's too many to mention. And I understand going into another franchise called Marriage Rescue?
Well, Marriage Rescue, is a new show that we've done on Paramount, and it's, you know, sort of my direct style of trying to help people with marriages. And we did 12 episodes of that, 6 episodes of that show, and I'm excited about it. We'll see. Either we'll do more of those or more Bar Rescue next year. We'll see which of the two makes sense. But both of them are very similar. You know, I love helping people work through problems. I love leaving people in a better place. It's very inspiring for me. So whether it's a business owner or a married couple, to me it's the same principle. I'm there to try to help them.
Yeah, but how much different is it to when you're talking about a bar and a marriage? I mean, a bar you can control, you know what I'm saying?
You know, marriage is very similar, you know, and when you take a look at what makes a business work, it's very similar to what makes a marriage work. You know, continuity, a belief in each other, commitment, sacrifice. These are all the things that make a marriage work and make a business work.
Yeah.
You know, I found that accountability and being responsible for one's actions are the single underlying most important factor in both,
yeah,
whether it's a business or a marriage. So there's a lot of commonalities between the two.
Yes, you're right. You got some common denominators there. Now, this season, you're going to include some celebrity guests, too, right?
Oh, we are. We start with T-Pain Sunday night, which is really exciting. And then Marshawn Lynch is an amazing story of a very colorful NFL player who opened the bar in Oakland, his hometown. He named it after a friend of his, a teenage friend who was killed, and filled the bar all with ex-cons and neighborhood people who need a second chance. And it's just an amazing story of a guy who really is trying to help his neighborhood and help his old friends in the neighborhood, but the bar is a mess. So I went in, and it's a heck of an episode. A lot of fighting, a lot of confrontation. But, you know, sometimes when you do these rescues, Ron, I teach them about business and 18 teach me about life.
Yeah.
And that was one of those episodes where I learned an awful lot as well. One of my favorite ever. I think it's the third episode this season.
You know, I got to tell you something. I think that a lot of people that get into the bar business, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because they have so much fun when they go to a bar, but they don't have the business acumen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a bar, running a bar is not very social. There's a lot of paperwork. You got to manage beverage costs, food costs, labor costs, insurance, utilities. It's a tough business. And if people get into it because of social motivations, I always tell them, build a bar in your basement. It's a lot cheaper.
I remember you telling me that once before. Now, you had a couple of new businesses endeavors that you started, Taffer's Mixologist and Taffer's Tavern, which I understand that you can get a franchise for if you, you know, qualify, obviously. But I love this idea of Taffer's Mixologist because you get all of these mixers that are already in the bottle. All you got to do is add the liquor.
Yep. So 2 years I worked on that project. I wanted to create the greatest mixers in the world. So we have seven flavors. They're in Walmarts nationally. And I'm really, really proud of them. They're in glass bottles, so they're hot filled, so there's no preservatives in them. And they're sweetened with monk fruit, not sugars. And I'm really proud of it. And then we just launched Taffer's Seltzer, Taffer's Craft Carbonated Cocktails, and we're in five states. That's 5% alcohol. And that's a seltzer that I'm very, very proud of. So we've been working on a number of things, but, you know, I tend to keep it pretty slow, Ron. It has to be something that excites me to do it. And the mixers took me 2 years before we'd get them to market.
But, you know, when you say you take it slow, you have your hands in a lot of things, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for being able to juggle all this, in addition to the work that you do for St. Jude's Ranch for Children and the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I don't know how you have any time to relax with your wife and your daughter.
I don't. Fortunately, I love my work. I love the charitable work that I do, and I love it so much that it takes up almost 100% of my life. So I don't have a lot of time for personal things, but, you know, I do what matters to me. And giving up some personal time to help a Ronald McDonald House or help the St. Jude's, or and now I'm very involved in something called Keep Memory Alive, which is the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas with Cleveland Clinic. And, you know, we believe we're going to find a cure to Alzheimer's. So there's a number of charities that I'm involved in, and most of my personal time goes to that type of work.
John, you got to do me a favor, okay? You have to be able to come and visit us, not every six seasons, okay? I mean, you really got to come back because you're quite a guy, and I enjoy this show. I mean, I'm not in the bar business, but I am in business, and there's so many similarities that you have with no matter what the business is that you're in, and you know that being a consultant. So you got to do me a favor and return sooner than later, you know what I mean? Me, my friend?
It's a deal, buddy. I promise.
Okay. And the new season of Bar Rescue, the seventh season of the show, returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Paramount Network, and it stars our guest and friend, John Taffer. John, thanks for joining us. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Looking forward to it. Quite a guy. Talk about someone who keeps busy. It's him. He's got so many things going. He's got these new endeavors that he comes up with. He's got, of course, now, as I mentioned before, the seventh season of Bar Rescue. And now he's got a marriage rescue, which is doing well for him, too. Well, I don't know how bar business and marriage business can coincide, but apparently he's found a way to do it. I'd like to take a moment right now to mention the fact that one of our guests that we had on the show several times over the years passed away this past week. The host of Bravo's Inside the Actor's Studio, James Lipton, who died at the age of 93 from bladder cancer. He always asked 10 standard questions to each guest, and those guests range from anyone from Robin Williams to Steven Spielberg. Lipton was known best as an interviewer. He was born in Detroit, Michigan, but he initially intended to be a lawyer, and he went into acting just briefly to pay his way through college. Some of the shows that he was on, starting in radio, was The Lone Ranger, which led to writing for soap opera, including acting roles on Guiding Light. Could see him, of course, on TV's Arrested Development. His delivery was somewhat reserved, as was his demeanor. He certainly had all of the big names on the show. He told me one time he would interview them for about 5 hours and edit it down to a one-hour show. That's a long time to keep a big celebrity interested in an interview, and he did it well. James Lipton, a giant in the show business arena. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, along with the people that have died. Washington State is reporting two more fatalities on Saturday, bringing the death toll to 19 nationwide. Health officials in Florida confirmed two deaths late Friday, with nearly 400 cases now reported in the United States. All that being said, Dr. Drew Pinsky tells Fox News, "We do just need to calm down.
The panic is far worse than the virus. Let the professionals whose job it is to contain pandemic do their job. They're doing an amazing job. Worldwide, the efforts and the effect of the organizations like the CDC and the WHO has been remarkable."
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are busy campaigning this weekend as hundreds of delegates are on the line in Tuesday's primary elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
across the USA and around the world. If you just tuned in, where have you been? It's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest is a dear friend of our show. He's been with us many, many times. It's always great when he's here. And I got to tell you, he is one of the busiest guys in this business. We're going to talk about a lot of things when we bring on our friend, John Schneider. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome back.
What's up, Ron? How are you, my friend? Ron, my gosh, I think I've been talking to you for, I think, 20 decades.
It has. Actually, it has been, you know.
It's great. I'm thinking, wow, my gosh, I'm thinking way back to the beginnings of Smallville. But I'm doing great, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I feel the same way. And you talk about Smallville, Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The have and have-nots, and your work with the Children's Miracle Network. Oh, my goodness gracious. And Dancing with the Stars. And you never stop. You had this big project where you're going to release a record a week. And I don't know how you do it. And then turn around and put together the third annual Bose Extravaganza of April 4th and 5th at your studios, which I've got to see one of these days. You know, this is a great place. I heard so much about it. Tell us about this big, can I give the number?
Yes, of course. Yeah, go ahead. I just won't listen. Go ahead.
60th birthday party. You make the rest of us very depressing, and nobody looks like you at 60 years old. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that is very, very depressing. You're killing us, man. You're killing us. Tell us about it. This is a big two-day event.
It's a big, big day. It's a big day. Yep. It just blows my mind. I think about starting the Dukes of Hazzard, all the stories about getting the part and all that kind of stuff, and it honestly seems like it was about 5 years ago. I mean, I'm not sure where the time goes, you know, that, and I remember my parents saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been 41 years since we started Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
So 3 years ago, Alicia and I, we decided to start an annual event, not just my birthday, but we started this thing called Bose Extravaganza, which is a huge now, it started out not so huge, now it's huge party here at John Schneider Studios in Holden, Louisiana. We've got food, we've got, of course it's Louisiana, so we've got food, we've got music, we've got carnival rides, we've got Clydesdale rides. I start the thing out, well, Sarah Collins sings the national anthem, and then I blow up an outhouse with a dynamite arrow.
Oh.
In honor of the Dukes of Hazzard, of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Doesn't everybody?
I do.
And then we're at the same time, we are filming a movie called Stand On It, which is a nod to Smokey and the Bandit. So in Smokey the Bandit, I think you'll remember that they started and ended at the fairground in Atlanta.
Right.
Well, our movie starts and ends at Bose Extravaganza. So I'm inviting people, if they want to be in the movie, all they have to do is come to Bose Extravaganza, and they can be in the movie, because we need crowd scenes for the beginning and end of the movie. Plus, it's the only time I think they'll get to see this. There was that great river jump in Smokey and the Bandit where they jumped the Trans Am over the river.
Right.
We will be jumping a Hellcat over the Tickfaw River on Sunday, April 5th. So if anybody's ever wanted to see what that really looks like in person, this is the place to be. And as soon as we're done with that, the Bellamy brothers get on stage, and they take us through to the bonfire in the end of the evening on Sunday, April 5th. And songs like Give Me a Redneck Girl and Old Hippie and Let Your Love Flow and If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? These guys have 20 number one songs and 40 top 10 songs. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And this is all, Ron, truly in our backyard. John Schneider Studios. Yeah, it's 150 acres, so they don't have to worry about no matter how many people are here, it's not going to be crowded because it's a big, big space. But make a new best friend.
I guess it's a country version of Woodstock. Sounds like
it is a country version of Woodstock. Yep. It's in the days gone by, I had done Willie Nelson's birthday bash, and I had done Farm Aid, and I've been part of these. In the 80s, I was part of some pretty monstrous festivals, and I don't think that they really have those anymore, and they certainly don't have them down here. I mean, last year we had Kid Rock here in Livingston.
Wow.
So he played on our, we call it the pallet stage, because it's made of all shipping pallets.
That's funny.
And that's where the Bellamy's will be, that's where I'll be, and our friends from Confederate Railroad and Trick Pony. So we're going to have...
we're going to have a lot of great entertainment and food. And what I really love is that you'll see 90-year-olds here enjoying the music, and you'll see 4-year-olds running up and down riding the carnival rides. Kind of like Duke's. You know, we're trying to replicate a great time for the whole family. And that's another thing you don't see a whole lot of anymore. Yeah. It seems like what television kind of does is there's a show for every demographic, but nothing for everybody.
Right. Well, you hit.
So we want to welcome families out to have a. Well, you're there in the place that does that best. You're there in Orlando, right?
Right, right. And the Bellamy brothers live down the road in Lakeland. Tell us about though, John, the tie-in, and I think this is great with the organization Two Vets on a Mission. Tell us about the tie-in that you have with that.
We just met them this last year when we went to the Bellamy's house. So while we were down there, and by the way, the house they live in is the house they were born in.
Wow, really?
I think great. Yeah. David said, "I'm still climbing the same tree." But so we met this organization, and what they do is they train service animals for veterans. So Alicia is very, very smart, and she was talking to a gentleman from that organization, and they figured out a way to, they're going to bring a service animal up here, so a service animal's been trained, and we are going to gift that service animal to a needy veteran here in our area. So I'm excited about that. It's our first foray into that, and it's so funny, just as I said that, our puppy, hey Dolly, our puppy dog must have known that I was going to be talking about puppy dogs, because he just came up and licked my hand.
Wow, right here live on the show.
There's something special about the puppies, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to help. We're so appreciative of what our military does, so appreciative of the sacrifices that they have made and continue to make. I've seen the effect, what service animals can do for somebody, and I'm delighted to be part of giving someone really, truly, you know, they say a dog is man's best friend, but I tell you what, a service animal is something much, much more than that.
I don't know how you do it, John, but goodness gracious, don't stop, whatever you do. And it's the third annual Bose Extravaganza, okay, April 4th and 5th at John Schneider Studios, and it's going to be also a celebration of his 60th birthday, and I do want to come, I really do. Is there a website that we can go to, John, to find out all about it?
Absolutely. Yep, go to johnschneiderstudios.com, johnschneiderstudios.com. You can get tickets there, or if you go to my Facebook page, it's just called John Schneider Studios, you can get tickets where it says, in the top right-hand corner, it says, buy tickets.
Buy tickets.
So there you go.
Very clever. That's
pretty simple, and if you want to learn more, I have a great YouTube channel. I have a lot of fun on my YouTube channel. So check that out, and there's all kinds of videos about what we're doing here.
Yeah, I did that.
So if you look up Bose Extravaganza on my website, you'll have more information than you'll even want. But I promise you're going to see how much fun it is.
Well, I want to tell you something, John. I do not have to tell you this. You know, my friend, that you are always welcome here, and we look forward to your visit. So please, you know, don't be a stranger. We'll change the show to John Schneider and Ron Sedgy. I don't care. You top billing. That's fine with me.
Why not?
Hey.
No.
Thanks.
Hey, I appreciate it, my friend. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I do hope you come. It'd be great to see you.
I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to arrange it with Arthur. And, John, thank you so much. And you're, like I said before, you're quite the guy. You're the full package, as they say in the business. And keep it up, man. You never retire.
Never. I couldn't imagine. You take care, Ron.
Okay.
I'll see you here.
Okay. Thanks,
bye-bye.
John. Bye-bye. John Schneider has been our guest. What a guy. I got to tell you something. He, as we mentioned several times during the interview, he does everything, and he's going to be 60 years old, and he looks the way he does. That's pretty depressing for the rest of us. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. He's all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. In the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will apply.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, live nationwide and around the world, our next guest is a frequent guest of ours here on the show. It's always nice when she's around. She is a national recognized health expert and registered dietitian, along with being a New York Times best-selling author. You have seen her on the Rachel Ray Show, Today Show, Good Morning America, the Dr. Oz Show, and we're going to be talking about National Nutrition Month, which is March. Joining us right now is Frances Largerman-Roth. Hello, Frances. Welcome back to the show. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
I failed to mention in the introduction that aside from everything else that you do, you are embarking on yet a new book coming out in May. Are you not, Smoothies and Juices?
I am, yes. It's with Prevention Magazine. It's called Smoothies and Juices, Prevention Healing Kitchen. Comes out in May, and I'm very excited about it.
And I am too, now that you said that. Why is the month of March Nutrition Month? Why did they pick March? Why didn't they pick July?
Well, it's one of those things where in January everybody's super charged up to eat healthy and get exercise and join the gym, and then by March you kind of need that little reminder to be getting the fruits and veggies and the whole grains and all that other good stuff. So it's the perfect time to talk about it.
Okay, now, what are some of the bad nutrition choices that all of us make, whether it's March or anything?
The fad diets, right? You know, so the celebrities are hawking them. You'll find it all over social media. But it's not the way to go. They might help you lose weight quickly and temporarily, but they are not for long-term health, and they do nothing for your longevity. And, the foods that I'm going to talk about today are really about having that overall healthy lifestyle.
Okay, I'm anxious to hear this because I'm on the verge of looking at the celebrity-oriented type of diets because they look fast, mm-hmm. they look good, and, of course, they always use, the most beautiful people in the world to do this. And they don't use some schmo that's 900 pounds, you know what I'm saying? So what do we do?
So let's talk about seafood because it is so good for us, and yet we are not eating enough of it. And the American Heart Association recommends that we eat two meals twice a week. And we are not hitting the mark. But when you buy products with the Marine Stewardship Council's blue fish logo on the front, you know that you're getting certified sustainable seafood that is wild caught and that is good for both you and the oceans.
Now, when you talk about seafood, but people tell me that things like shrimp or lobster really is high in caloric. Is that true?
No, actually, those foods are really low in calories, but oftentimes we like to dip them in butter and put them in rich sauces. That's where the calories start to add up. But the seafood itself, really all seafood across the board, is very low in calories and very rich in nutrients.
Is red meat bad? I eat a lot of chicken and a lot of fish and turkey. Should you have some red meat in your diet?
Well, I do. I like it for the iron and for the zinc and the other nutrients. But, you know, getting back to seafood, the one thing that I didn't mention is that it's loaded with omega-3 fatty acids. And that is, it's really the highest source of all the foods in omega-3 fatty acids, which are vital for our brain health, our eye health, and our heart. So you can't get more important than that, right? Brain health and heart health.
Now, when you talk about seafood, though, I mean, you can't have something that is fried, that seafood. I mean, that's kind of ruining the whole approach, is it?
Well, it doesn't take away the nutrients. It just adds more calories.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Certainly, the best way to have your seafood is grilled or broiled.
Right.
Honestly, I just want people to eat more of it.
Okay. What about snacks? Because this is the killer for me. Like between 8 and 11 o'clock at night, lug out.
Lug out. Well, I hear you, Ron, and I have three kids, so let me tell you, we go through a lot of snacks, and my new favorite is Soli. They have the cleanest organic snacks made using pure whole fruit, and they make both fruit jerky as well as dried fruit, and then they have a brand new product coming out that's spaghetti squash pasta, and that cooks in just 5 minutes. And if you haven't seen these products, you can find them on Amazon and at Whole Foods Market.
Really? Spaghetti that cooks in 5 minutes? And you're talking about a fruit jerky, like a beef jerky, that kind of texture?
It is that kind of shape and that kind of texture, but it is just made out of fruit and one or two ingredients. For example, the mango one is just made out of one whole mango. That is
wow.
All. Take the pit out, take the skin off, and it is cold pressed and absolutely delicious, and it smells really good too.
Oh man. Now what about mornings? What do you do for mornings?
So mornings are very hectic in my household, getting everybody out the door, and that's why I rely on Bob's Red Mill oatmeal cups. They are all gluten-free. They come in 8 varieties. 4 of them are organic, and they're made out of whole grain rolled oats. They are perfectly portioned, and each cup has 7 grams or more of protein.
What about, you talk about colorful alternatives, the importance of adding a little color to your diet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
A book called Eat in Color, which I think you know,
right.
And the more color we have on our plate, the more nutrients we're going to have, and because those colors are coming from fruits and veggies and whole grains, we're also getting a lot of fiber, and that leads me to pulses. Pulses are the food group that includes chickpeas, lentils, dried peas, peas and beans, and talk about fiber. These things are loaded with fiber, and just a half a cup serving three times a week can help you manage your weight, can help you get enough fiber, another nutrient that we're falling short on, and also provide other benefits. And they're super versatile. Today in the studio we have a superfood salad with a bunch of different beans in it, and also a garbanzo bean banana bread that is incredibly tasty.
Well, see, that's the part that always is, in my mind, the snafu, the tasty. You have all of these great things, but, you know, a lot of times when you go into a store and you buy these things, they, and not the ones you're talking about, but other ones on the shelves, it tastes like a rubber band. These all taste good, I assume.
Yes, they're all delicious. And again, pulses, they're, you know, that's really the cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet. And the Mediterranean diet was just ranked again as the number one diet for both health and managing your weight. So they really are, you know, incredibly convenient. You can either use canned beans or canned lentils, or you can cook them from dry, but they're fantastic. If you go to pulses.org, you can find all of their delicious recipes.
So I'm assuming, too, that you can do all this on a very narrow budget.
Oh, yes. And I mean, incredibly. All of these things, whole grains, pulses, fruits, veggies, as long as you're buying the right ones, and I always shop on sale, you can definitely eat well on a budget.
To talk about what we've discussed here in more detail, where can we go?
Folks can go to tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com, the place to go. You know, you're always welcome here, Frances. It's always great. You don't have to wait for Nutrition Month in March. You can come here in July, okay? We'll make our own Nutrition Month. How's that?
Thank you, Ron. Okay. I love that.
Okay, thanks, Frances. Bye-bye.
Take care.
National Nutrition Month, as we mentioned before, is March. A New York Times bestselling author, nationally recognized health expert and registered dietitian, nutritionist, Frances Largeman Roth has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Magna Stone is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
That wraps up our number one of Ron Sedgy today on this first full weekend of March, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests who joined me this first hour, and they include from Shark Tank on ABC, Barbara Corcoran, John Taffer with another season of Bar Rescue, John Schneider. Boy, John does so many things. He writes, he sings, he acts. Man, oh man. And Francis Largeman Roth. Next hour, we invited back the gentleman by the name of Judge Douglas Ginsburg. He was with us a couple of weeks ago. He's got a great book out right now and a show on PBS that we want to talk to him about. Actor David McCallum will be joining us. Michelle Sullivan with an inspiring book about how she dealt with dwarfism. And then we're going to talk about food and daylight saving time with Trey Bodge. Next hour with Ron Sedgy today.